Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And His return is imminent. There has never been a time in history where His time to return is so imminent. And I thank God for all that He's doing, for every soul He's saving, for everyone that has ears to hear, and everyone that lives in His presence, and those who live according to His word. These are crucial days, and I thank God that it's at an end, and He's about to return. The King is coming, and He's going to remove His people. He's going to remove His people from earth so that He can judge it. He's going to judge darkness. And this is nothing new. God, in the days of Jeremiah obeyed God. When Nebuchadnezzar came and took away the idolatry, the king could have stayed in the land. Zedekiah could have stayed in his land with his people. But he would have had to go out and submit to the king, to King Nebuchadnezzar. And he feared man more than he feared God. No matter how you try to frame it, either you fear God or you fear man. What we trust is what we trust the most. Some people endeavor to trust God, but they trust something else. They trust their opinions more, or they trust their situations more, or they trust their condition more than God's word. Remember, the fiery darts, the things of Satan exalt itself over God's word. And it's a attempt is to exalt itself above God's word in your eyes. But it's up to you to trust, to take God and His word and stand on it. When everything looks wrong, when everything looks like it's not going to ever work, you stand on the word of God. When the lying suggestions and fire darts of the enemy are saying otherwise, you stand on the word of God. Now, King Nebuchadnezzar would have allowed Zedekiah to stay in his land because the Lord said it. He said, if you go out to the kingdom, King Nebuchadnezzar, and submit your life to him, you'll get to live in your land. But if you don't, he's going to put your eyes out and he's going to kill you and take your daughters. You know, men would rather live by pride than follow the word of God if they have a love for the world. See, even though people have heard that Jesus Christ is coming, that His return is imminent, if their love for the world is too strong, they won't act on what God said. And they're going to be caught off guard. Everybody who hardens their heart, they're going to be in that condition when Christ comes. The only way for them not to be in a devastated condition is to repent and make Jesus Christ their Lord and King and their Savior. See, you have to do what God said do. Zedekiah's wisdom was to obey the words of God, the instructions of Jeremiah. They were the words of God. Go and submit your life to King Nebuchadnezzar, and he will live and get to stay in the land. Well, of course, he didn't do it, and Nebuchadnezzar caught him while he was trying to escape. And then he killed his sons. Then he put his eyes out and took him to Babylon as a prisoner and spoiled him. He was a prisoner of war, made a mockery out of it. And then there was a group of people. They could have stayed in the land. The instructions was, don't go to Egypt. Jeremiah said, don't go to Egypt. They sent Jeremiah saying, whatever the Lord say to us, we'll do it. We'll obey it. And after 10 days, the word Jeremiah gave him word of the Lord, saying, don't go to Egypt. And you'll get to stay in this land. You wouldn't even have to leave your homes. But no, they decided to go to Egypt. And that's where they died. And then the people that they took to Egypt, they escaped. And they told what happened. And they even took Jeremiah to Egypt. But they couldn't hold they couldn't keep Jeremiah there. Jeremiah was able to leave. They got caught and got destroyed. If you listen to the prophet, you prosper. You know, even if my pastor's a prophet, and people listen to him, and they prosper. Jeremiah was a prophet, and they listened to him. Those that listen to him prosper. Those that harden their heart, they drown with the world. They got destroyed. Now Christ is about to return, and the Lord had me saying that his return is imminent. Tell my people my return is imminent. Be ready that they be not left. And now he's about to return and take his people with him. People that don't have sin in their life. So this is not a time to have sin in your life. Because he's not taking people with sin in their life. Their sins will remain, and he's going to leave them here. And he was talking about his people. He didn't tell me to tell the world anything. He said, tell my people my return is imminent. Be ready that they be not left. So it's important for God's people not to have sin in their life and make themselves ready. Wear white garments. You wear white garments by doing what's right. But when people do the wrong thing, then they're taking away what God has to work with. God has to do things right, whether you do it or not. He's going to do right. And God loves you. He's going to help you do right if you want him to. He's going to help you do the things of God. But the enemy has been lying and attempting to get away with his lies. But I like to expose the evil dark works of the enemy, Satan. Satan is no good. He chose the wrong path. But God loves us, and God cares about his people. And he loves his people. And I love the Lord my God and King. Now, with his return so imminent, and we have, some of the greatest works of God is happening right now in these days. And I thank God for all of it. I want to see him move mightily. And I want to see him do the wonderful works of God. Everything that's not like God is going to fail. And I want every part of my being to be on board with what God is doing. I don't want to do things as wrong. And I don't want to be in living defiance against God. I want every work that I do, everything that I do to be good. Because God deserves the best. And I love him. And he loves me. What we trust the most is what we trust. That's what we act on. And acting on the word of God is very important. So as we go forward doing the things of God, living the life of God is life. Serving God with trust. And we have hope. And our future is very bright as we go forward in him. All that he is doing is very important. I want to do all that's in his heart. That's my confession. I will do all that's in his heart. And I love his word. I love his ways. I love his will. I love his people. And I detach and I detach myself from every evil work, every unfruitful work of darkness, all the unfruitful ways of darkness. I hate those ways. You can say it with your mouth. I hate laziness. I hate debauchery. I hate the things of old. I hate the things of the world. I put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Everything that tie me down, all the attachments, everything that works against me, everything that works iniquity, I hate it. You can say that as often as you want to, and you can feel it working. At first, it may be a struggle to say with faith, but as you do, it gets easier, and you can feel it working in you. You can feel the excitement of the expectation of following God and doing all that's in his heart. Yielding yourself to him, yielding yourself to his love, yielding yourself to his wisdom, yielding yourself to the holiness of God, the purity, the pure life. Yielding yourself, receiving more strength, the life of God. The life of God is good. And when people are dead, they have no hope. They have no hope. A snowball won't last in hell. When people have no hope, there's no future. There's no way you're getting out. And I don't want that for anybody. But people are about to be caught off guard, thrust into eternity. The Lord said people are going to be thrust into eternity. All at once dead. Caught off guard, just like they are. See, there's a war that's happening. Many people will die. A third of the population will die in this terrible war that's about to happen. And I don't know exactly how everything is going to unfold. There was a time I thought I had it all figured out. I listened to the narratives of others. But after studying the word, it's still, some things are a mystery, which is fine. John sealed it, and he did a good job sealing it. But I know this. Everything that's happening is very important. And I know this. The Lord is coming back, and things are happening to alert us to the fact that the King is coming. The war is more intense. It has never been this intense. Not even when Christ came the first time, and it was intense then. If anything, the darkness that covered the earth is worse now than it was then. People are less innocent. They have rejected more knowledge. Nations have come about, just like this country and other countries. America wasn't expected to make it. But it broke free from tyranny of other nations. And then the harsh slavery, it broke free from slavery. A civil war happened to end it. And slavery was ended. Harsh slavery was ended. Now there's a new slavery with debt. People are slaves by debt and by drugs. See, the spirit lingers and it does something, it does things different. But God has people that break through the darkness. And you have to break through your darkness. When you believe on Jesus Christ, that's the first step of breaking through your darkness. people may have lived an evil life. They may have lived under the foot of Satan all their life. They may have been depressed. But see, when you believe on Jesus, all those things begin to change. When you start trusting God, you break through depression. You fill your heart with the Word of God, and you break through your depression. You break through the things that hold you back. You break through the dominating lies of the enemy. And you go forward. Very important. It's in your best interest to follow God. It's in my best interest to follow God. It's not good for me to do something different. There is no wisdom against the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God, the holiness of God, and the love of God. There is no wisdom, no knowledge, and no peace against God. But see, peace is the perfect. Peace is that's fellowship with the perfection of God, the holiness of God, the love of God, and the wisdom of God. Peace is the perfect balance of all three. You have fellowship with the love of God, with the holiness of God, and the wisdom of God. Every time you follow the peace, every time you act on His love, you're living in a better category. You're following a path that will work and not fall away. Everybody who rejected the love of God, the warning of God, they don't have peace because they have sorrow. They have the opposite of peace. The opposite of peace is sorrow. They have no fellowship with the wisdom of God, the love of God, and the holiness of God. They made evil their choice. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. His return is imminent. Be ready that we be not left. And those that are left, they chose to reject what God said. They chose to reject His warning. And they chose to do what they trust the most. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.